It was a particularly turbulent holiday season the year that I went home to visit my parents, and I was aching to escape the small rural town where I grew up and get back to the big city. And as the end of my trip was nearing, my parents told me we all had to get together. They had something very important to share with me. So we were sitting at the table, my mother to my left and my father to my right, sitting across from each other, me in the middle. And I knew that it was time for them to tell me because we were sitting in complete and utter silence. And I said, if this is about money, I don't want to hear it. I'll take out another loan, I don't care. No, no, it's not about money. More silence. Oh, okay, are you sick? Is Dad sick? Dad's not sick. Are you sick? I'm not sick. No one's sick, everyone is just fine. Okay, what is it? Silence. And then my mother, who was sitting there looking sort of determined and angry, she was staring at my father, you know, very sternly, and my father was just paralyzed, you know, all of the color was gone from his face. And she said, well, if you're not going to say it, I will. And she turned to me and started, well, when your father was born, he was born as a girl. And then he had a sex change, and everything else just sounded like wah, wah, wah. What? I was 22 and a half years old. I was a gender outlaw in my own right. I had come out to them years before this, and I had no inkling that my father was anything other than like a biological dude. You know, I learned everything about masculinity from him. It is good, isn't it? My first reaction to this news was, this is the fucking best thing that I have ever heard. I am a second generation gender dysphoric. I don't know anyone else like that. I'm an anomaly. My queer lit teacher is gonna flip out. And then, you know, they said, well, if you have any questions, I'm like, yeah, I am. Where did I come from? So they told me that when it was time for them to have a baby, they went to the fertility clinic and they explained their situation. And they got a donor. A donor. Okay, that's the second wave of shock. A, your dad's a tranny, and B, we have relatively little to no information about where the rest of your genetic makeup comes from. Okay, this was a lot to take in one sitting, you know what I'm saying? And I started to get a little irritated, and I asked them who else besides the three of us sitting there knew about this. And they said one of the stipulations about telling me was that I wasn't allowed to talk about this with anyone from our small town where my father stayed through his transition. I agreed, and then they told me that I could understand. They told me that the rest of my family knew, absolutely everyone, cousins, aunts and uncles, all of my dead grandparents had known, my brother from a previous marriage, they all knew, and no one said anything. I was a little baffled by this because I felt like we had been at this table before, at least sort of metaphorically. You know, I had come home and I sat them down, you know, and I'd, Mom, Dad, I'm queer. And then not only that, but I had really gone all the way, and I sort of just opened myself up, and I made myself totally vulnerable to them, and I basically spared them no detail. I told them everything about my own plight and my own body image and what I wanted for myself. And I felt for those years after I had come out to them like we were the closest family in the world. I just felt such love and admiration and support from them. So it came as a little bit of an insult that they wouldn't have told me earlier. But I guess there's really not ever a right time to tell anyone that you're a tranny, I guess. I've learned a lot since this has happened, and I think one of the sort of most important lessons is that the secret and the untruths, or the leaving out of truths, they function just exactly the same as the whole truth does. The secret was fabricated in order to keep our family close and to create a bond. And simultaneously, it also created a distance between us because I didn't really feel connected to my father's history. Knowing, having full disclosure on the issue, does the same exact thing, actually. I mean, my father and I, at one moment we can be in conversation and we can be looking at each other knowing exactly what we're saying, and in a way that maybe other people wouldn't realize. And then, but we're from a different times, you know, my dad and I. And it's also that truth becomes the wedge that divides us, and it puts a wedge between us that never really existed before. Thank you, man. So I also learned, you know, not to push too hard. I've asked a lot of people, like I've asked my brother, thanks a lot for the heads up about dad being a tranny, you know. What do you say? I also, I feel like I can't push my dad too far. It's every once in a while I get bits and pieces of information, and I think that it's so interesting because he, you know, I can't believe, it's baffling even to me that we're not biologically related because we're so similar, not only in our personalities but also our plight. And I think that it's totally fascinating that we have these images now of each other. And like it's sort of a delusion, but it's something that we like, you know, like the thing that we like to think about each other. I like to think about my dad in the days before his transition, you know, riding around on motorcycles with girls on the back, you know, dykes on bikes. This is not at all how he thought about himself. I mean, completely the opposite. He's always felt like he was a man trapped inside a woman's body. Sort of in a similar vein, I think he has a lot of delusions about me, and he has this image about me just being this blushing baby girl with pigtails and in pink. And instead, what he gets is a virtual mirror, basically reflecting an image of all of the same issues that he had, only in a different time period and under different circumstances. Sometimes I get a little frustrated with him because I feel like it's so hard to stand up and to say. And you know, I kind of have to realize that knowing my father and knowing this information, he's actually the closest that I've ever been to someone who is truly revolutionary. It may be hard to stand up right now on this stage, but he was born in 1949 into a body that didn't agree with his mind. And he had the courage and the audacity to create his own reality and to build his own family. And that is a truly revolutionary act, not just for his time, but for all times. And he's also the best dad in the world. And he's my hero. Thank you.